Beyond her reflection in the window, the moony sea seemed to shiver. Georgie got up and padded across to the kitchen, which was separated from the living space by the glossy rampart of benches and domestic appliances. From the freezer, she pulled out a bottle and poured herself a serious application of vodka. She stood a while, staring back at the great merging space of the living room. It was big enough not to seem crowded. The whole seaward wall of this top floor was glass, and all the curtains were thrown back.
Thanks. You're a champion.
Good grief.
Now she sounded like a cheerful sports coach. So lame. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen.
No problem,
he said.
I hope you get everything sorted.
Thanks.
And for what it's worth, Billy, I reckon you should speak to your parents. You've got enough on your plate without having that kind of tension hanging over you.
Thanks, she said again. I'm sure that's good advice. And say goodbye to Molly for me, won't you? She wasn't sure she should have added that. Was it going too far?
I will,
Dan said.
Take care.
After they'd disconnected, Billy sat in a kind of daze, thinking about Dan and how he cared for Molly and was getting on with his life after a truly heartbreaking tragedy. And here she was, dithering and foolishly bothering him about asking her parents one difficult question.